From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece deports more than 200 migrants and refugees to Turkey. It's part of a Turkey-EU agreement to address Europe's migration crisis. Dorian Jones reports.
The deal between Ankara and the European Union calls for illegal migrants and failed asylum seekers in Greece to be deported to Turkey. It has been criticized by human rights groups and Turkish opposition parties. Seeking to allay criticism, Interior Minister Efkan Ala said many of those deported would be sent home. Ala said Syrians returned from Greece would be given the chance to register in Turkey, but that Iraqis, Afghans and Pakistanis would be sent back to their country of origin. Most of those deported Monday were reportedly Pakistanis. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, U.S. President Barack Obama met Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. In a joint press conference, the Secretary General also spoke of NATO difficulties with Russia.
We are also responding to a more assertive Russia, responsible for aggressive actions in Ukraine. And I very much welcome again the leadership you have shown in increasing our collective defense in Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. The two leaders also discussed Afghanistan, which will be one of the focal points of the July NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland. Computer hackers have leaked an online database, which they say contains the personal information of nearly 50 million Turkish citizens. This is VOA News. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down those who set up offshore bank accounts to hide their assets and possibly evade taxes. That is the immediate reaction to a report based on millions of leaked documents from the Panama-based firm Mossack Fonseca. Reporter Will Fitzgibbon of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, the group that investigated the leaked material, explains what the information shows.
That shows how the wealthy and the politically connected are able to operate for legitimate and sometimes illegitimate reasons, more or less anonymously and away from the gaze of authorities who might be interested in knowing if they're missing any taxes or if any activities that are breaking national laws are occurring.
The Kremlin denounced the disclosures, saying they were mostly aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. The report said Putin associates have funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts over a number of years. Tuesday's primary election in Wisconsin could be a pivotal moment in the battle for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Republicans intent on blocking businessman Donald Trump face a key test in the state, perhaps their best chance yet to slow down the Trump campaign. Denying Trump the delegates he needs to claim the nomination before July could lead to a contested convention in Cleveland. The latest opinion polls in Wisconsin put Trump rival Ted Cruz in the lead.
The enthusiasm, the momentum we're seeing is a result of the fact that the people of this state, the people of the country, are looking for real positive solutions, not simply someone to yell and scream and curse.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is trailing behind Cruz and Trump. The U.S. military says it seized a cache of weapons it believes was being transported from Iran to Houthi rebels fighting in Yemen. The USS Sirocco confiscated the weapons in the Arabian Sea March 28th. The United States says it has no plans to give Iran access to the U.S. financial system in any dollar-denominated transactions between Iran and businesses in other countries. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said certain sanctions would have to be lifted first. Under current sanctions, Iran is barred from any direct dealings with U.S. banks and investment houses. Toner referred to President Barack Obama's comments last week that businesses that do want to deal with Iran in dollars could do so through European banks. Human Rights Watch says the Syrian government has not lived up to commitments to allow unhindered humanitarian deliveries to besieged areas. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of people are badly in need of aid in those areas. Human Rights Watch highlighted Daraya and Eastern Ghouta and insists the government immediately allow aid into the areas. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.